We implore the Lord. We bow to Thee with our all beings. Make me divine. Make me divine. Make me divine. Before, we have talked about first session of Ayurvedic education. This is the second part of health education. What is health and what is disease? Rogastu das vaishamyam samyam prakruti ruchyate. Health is a harmony. Health is a balance. Health is a happiness. Disease is a disharmony, discomfort, imbalance. According to Ayurveda, sama dosa sama agnishya sama dhatu mala kriyah prasan atmendriya manah swastha itya vidiyate. Definition of health. Each human has three doshas, vata, pitta, kapha. What is vata? Vata is a air. Vata is a movement. Vata is a pran. Vata is a breathing. Without vata, nobody able to move inside in our being. But when it is moving, when we take birth, our breath starts. Each breath in, we receive prana energy and oxygen. Prana vayu. Pranavata. With breath out, we throw out our uncleanness, carbon dioxide, unclean vata. Without vata, no nothing able to move. But if inside we have soul, when soul is inside, everything able to move in body, in prana, in mind. If soul left this body, soul is moving, everything is stop. So due to soul, vata, pitta, kapha work in our body. Five types of main vata. Prana, udana, apana, vyana, samana. Prana vayu moving from nose to lungs. Prana vata has connection with our respiratory system. Breathe in. We receive prana vayu, that is the prana vata has responsible to clean our blood and transform energy. Udana vata, udana vayu. Udana vayu is living from throat to head. When we speak, without vata, we are not able to speak. Everything is moving from throat to head, upper side, It is responsible Udan Vata. Vyan Vata, Vyan Vayu. Vyan Vayu has relation with circulatory system. Blood is moving in our body from top to bottom and bottom to top. Who is pushing this blood? Vyan Vata, Vyan Vayu. Saman Vata, fourth is a Saman Vayu. Saman Vayu responsible for our digestion from mouth to intestine. Saman Vata role is from mouth to intestine. When we take food, food is moving in our mouth. There is Saman Vata. Food is going from mouth to food pipe to stomach. It is taking Saman Vata. Stomach to intestine. Everything is Saman Vayu. Fifth is Apan Vayu. Apan Vayu is responsible to our excretory system. Apan Vayu cleaning our body. Ashta Chakre Navadware Devanam Pure Ayodhya. This our body is a one temple. There is 8 chakras, 9 doors. So Apan Vayu cleaning from all the doors, what is uncleanness we have inside, from anus, from bladder, from uterus, from ovum, sperm, everything. It is according relation with Apan Vayu. So Apan Vayu clean our body. In another 5 Vata, Nag Kurma Kukura Devadatta Dhananjaya. This is subtle Vata. Different work of Vata. So if this Vata is unclean, problem comes in our systems, in our organ. In Ayurveda, Vayu disease, Vata disease, 80 disease from unclean Vata. Now Pitta. Pitta is a fire. Pitta is an enzyme. Pitta is a energy. 5 types of Pitta works in our body. And Kapha. Kapha is a binding, joining material between two bone joint. Everywhere in all over the body, binding, joining, it is a material. This is a cuff. So this is the role of 3 doshas, clean doshas, Vata, Pitta, Kapha. If Pitta is unclean, we have hyper acidity, hyperthyroidism, hyper blood pressure, hyper thought. So much hyper, it is due to unclean Vata and Pitta. Hypo is the lower Pit, lower fire. So it is the imbalance of Pitta and Vata. In unclean Kapha, if unclean Kapha is in our body, it is blockage our channel, our organ. Blockage in heart, arteries, blockage in joints, and it is a different name of diseases. So many diseases, according to modern medical science, name of diseases, in Ayurveda, in homeopathy, all the pathi, different disease. But reason only one. Internal uncleanness and internal imbalance. So treatment also, we have to clean ourselves, we have to put balance in ourselves. Shama dosa samagnisha. We have 13 type of fire inside, agni, panch bhutagni, 7 dhatvagni, and 1 jatragni. 5 bhut means 5 natural elements: space, air, light, water, and earth. Each natural elements has their own fire, their own agni. 7 dhatvagni, ras, rakta, mouse, med, asthi, majja, shukra. The 7 metal we have inside. Due to digestion system, we have one more main fire, jatragni, in our intestine. If jatragni is good, main fire is good, all the another 12 types of fire is works very well. Samadosa, samagnishya, samadhatu. If these 3 dosas, 13 agni and dhatu, 7 dhatus, ras, rakta, mouse, med, asthi, majja, shukra, these 7 dhatu one by one convert from the food. One by one metal, one by one dhatu is costly. But yatha brahmande tatha pinde. What is in universe? Divine has put in one human being. What we find in earth? Ras means zinc. Rakta means iron. Mouse means copper. Med means brass. Asthi means German. Majja, bone marrow, means silver. Shukra, our gold. So from food, it is converted one by one, one by one, one by one. One when metal is costly. We find in the earth, it is converted from earth to gold, from mud to gold, from coke to diamond. We are the highest creation of being, divine. And we have main part of divine. Sri Aurobindo has told, man is the second of divine, very near to the divine. So inside we have all the dhatu converted in 1177 days. So in 63 days, from food to gold, and that is our pure gold. Samadosha, samadnishya, samadhatu, malakriyah. 3 uncleanness, 3 mal, stool, urine, and sweating. If these 3 mal is nicely cleaning daily, prasan atmendriya manah, our all senses is happy. Our mind is peace and happy. Swastha itya vidhiyate. Swastha. And each human sit in the center. Look in the center. Living within. Work from the center. Progress from the center. And this is true life. This is true living process, and that person is healthy. This is the definition of health in Ayurveda. And day by day, our purpose of life, our aim of life, our goal of life, to transform us. How we can transform? If we look in our mind, when we take birth, we have 5 types of program, 5 types of sanskara, 5 types of belief system. First, each soul carry forward belief system from last births, memory, good or bad, soul carry forward in next birth. And after another sanskara, another belief system, when our parents conceive us, in that time, parents' mental condition, child is received in his mind, genetical sanskara. During pregnancy, 9 months, mother, mind condition, house atmosphere, child receive from the womb. After birth, third sanskara from Vayu Mandal, environment, from the house, from the neighbor, from the school, from the teachers, from the friends, from the parents, from the relatives. Child receive all the information with senses, and child make belief system in subconscious mind. And due to these 3 belief system, first, last birth, memory carry forward. Second, genetical from parents. Third, from environmental. And when child is adult, 18 years, 20 years age, and he look his sanskar, and he think this sanskar is not good for me, and that adult person, human, is able to change that sanskar due to willpower, and we are able to change, we are able to transform our thought. And 5th sanskar, we all have original sanskar, soul sanskar, divine sanskar, because our soul is a seed of supreme, is a son of divine. We all are soul, and we all have original sanskar from the divine, peace, power, light, harmony, happiness, serenity, health, divinity. If we want to take this all sanskar in our mind, in our prana, in our body, continuous effort and prayer, very nice prayer Sri Aurobindo has given. Sri Aurobindo has given Yoga of Transformation. Each human has power to fill up their mind, their vital, their physical with divinity. Continuous effort, ceaselessly effort. Sri Aurobindo has written in 1938, prayer for a sadhak. Deliver me from anger, ingratitude and foolish pride. Make me calm, humble and gentle. Let me feel your divine control in my work and in all my action. May I henceforth with a firm determination cast away from me my faults and defeats, and may I do it with energy and perseverance till I succeed entirely. May I get rid of all arrogance, quarrelsomeness, self-esteem and vanity, disobedience and revolt against the mother, hatred and rancor against others, violence of speech and conduct, falsehood, self-assertion and demand, discontent and grumbling. May I be friendly to all and without malice against anyone. May I become a true child of the Divine Mother. If we think positive, if we pray, we aspiration, I want to change. And human is able to change from human to supramental human. And now, another definition of Ayurveda: Hita Hitam Sukham Dukham Ayustasya Hitahitam Manam Cha Tatra Cha Proktam Ayurveda Sha Uchyate. What is Ayurveda? Ayuhu Vedaho. Ayurveda is a lifestyle. Ayurveda is a longevity of life. Ayurveda is a science of life. Ayurveda clean the disease. Ayurveda cure the disease from the root level. Not only cure the disease, but before disease, Ayurveda is a prevention of disease. According to Ayurveda, human age is 400 years. If we follow the rules and regulation of Ayurveda, in this environment, we are able to live without disease, without any complaint, 90, 100 years, 19 or 100 years, and more than 100 years also. So if we decided we have to take care of our being, we think we are the soul, we use this body, we use these senses, we use this mind, we use this prana, which thing we use from outside, we are taking care, we are charging, we are cleaning. So day by day, we have to aware, conscious with our being, with our thoughts, with our feelings, with our behavior, and with our actions. Hita hitam, what is good for us, what is bad for us, we have to think, and after we have to change ourselves. Sukham dukham, what is happiness and what is sadness? Which work give us happiness? Which food is good for us? Which lifestyle is good for us? How we have to receive five elements. How we have to use daily more and more five natural elements. We have to think and after we have to connect. Hita hitam sukham dukham ayustasya hita hitam. Each age of Ayur, every thought in Ayurveda, not from birth but before birth. Prenatal education, couple education and couple purification for healthy, divine, precious, valuable and wanted child. If we purchase any machine from the market, user guide comes with that machine. What is in user guide? Parts and planes of the human being. Parts and planes of that machine. How to use it, how to charge it, how to take proper care. If we follow this all rules and regulation, we are able to use that machine long time without complaint. Human body is a divine being and Ayurveda is a user guide, user manual. Before birth, in Ayurveda, there is a 16 sanskara. First is a garbha sanskar. What is garbha sanskar? Clean ovum, clean sperm. Connect with good season. With awareness, in parents has only one aspiration. We are preparing one divine body for one divine soul. We want to call the divine soul upon earth to enter in divine body. And for that's why we are connect. That is only one aspiration. No any other purpose. No any other aim for connect. And that's why in Ayurveda, there is a season of trees and plants. There is a season of animals and birds. There is a season in human being also. And before garbha sanskar, cleaning their self with panchakarma, couple education and couple purification for a healthy, divine, precious, valuable and wanted child. Purification with panchakarma, yogic shatkarma and naturopathic five elements. And after, choose one day and with preparation, with peaceful mind, with peaceful atmosphere, when parents connect, that is a garbha sanskar. Second is a pusavan sanskar. After conceive the child, after 1.5 months, for protection of child, pusavan sanskar. For divine child, there is a two type drink and think. In Ayurveda, it is told we have to take banyan tree vata sringa. Between two leaves, there is a one string. We have to collect that string after nicely wash, and after we have to take out the milk from that string. And that pregnant lady sit in east, aspire from light from the sun, in child, inside, embryo, and after. We put the drops of the bunion milk in right nose. Right nose is a nadi of sun. And that is the effect on our pituitary gland, thalamus and hypothalamus, our headquarter. And our thought create our destiny. So we have to tell the pregnant lady, you think which child you conceive inside your womb day by day up to 9 months nicely grow inside. And that is a Poonsavan Sanskar. So after conceive 42 days, 43 days, 44 days, these 3 days, we have to do Poonsavan Sanskar. And after 6 to 8 months, Simanto Nayan Sanskar. This Sanskar, we have to do nice yajya for protection of child and mother. And after 9th month, soul enter in the womb and child is ready to take birth. So before birth, these 3 sanskar. Another sanskar we are telling in next session, another 13 sanskar, total 16 sanskar from birth to death. This our human journey is one adventure of soul. And mother has told, there are people who love adventure. It is these I call and I tell them, this I invite you to the great adventure. Come and practice of yoga of integral, yoga of transformation. Use the past as a springboard to leap towards the future. Be sincere, and I am ready to correct your mistakes 1,000 times if necessary. Forget all your difficulties. Think only of being a more and more perfect instrument for the divine to do his work, and the divine will conquer all your difficulties and transform you. Oh, thank you very much.